The earth is the Lord's, the world and all that's in it. Good morning and welcome to our Holy Communion service. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy is the Lord. We pray you'll encounter holiness in our service today. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Our first hymn, a Lenten favourite, Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. God will not despise. Let us come to the Lord this Passion Sunday, who is full of compassion, and acknowledge our transgressions in penitence and faith. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and peace, now and forever. Amen. The Collect for this Passion Sunday. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In our sermon series on God's big story, think today of Jesus' baptism and temptation, a key Bible verse. Then a voice from heaven said, "This is my own dear Son, and I am pleased with him." But firstly, our Old Testament reading read for us by Nicola.
The Old Testament reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you, to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life, and keep all his decrees and commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children, and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. The Lord is a great God. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Friends, hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Matthew chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan, to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and how do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented, and when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness, to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones become loaves of bread. But he answered, It is written, One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, Again it is written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, All these I will give you, if you fall down and worship me. Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. And the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Father, May these spoken words be faithful to the written word and lead us to the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I remember many years ago walking past the lower lake in the Lawns in Old Town with my newly born, long-awaited infant daughter. It was a lovely spring day, and as it was the middle of the working week, so few people were about. And it was made suddenly extra special for me when a kingfisher flew past, flashing its beautiful turquoise blue low over the water. Sadly, kingfishers are a rare sight these days and have disappeared from many stretches of water. And despite seeing them on televised nature programmes, this was, as far as I can recall, my very first sight of one in the flesh, or the feather, so to speak. It was a moment of magic, and just for an instant it felt as though the Spirit of God himself was speeding over the waters. But that, of course, was just my fancy, my interpretation encouraged by the stillness and beauty of the scene. What I actually saw was a short glimpse of a kingfisher. I've often wondered who first interpreted a white dove as being God's Holy Spirit, and whether that was something to do with the magic of the moment, the importance of that occasion. Doves were commonplace in Palestine at the time, but prior to this occasion of the baptism of Jesus, they'd never been identified as the Holy Spirit. Previously, the Holy Spirit was thought of as a kind of wind, as the breath of God, and God's presence was often denoted by fire, when Moses heard God speaking through the burning bush. But the Spirit had never before been recognised as a live creature. The Bible first introduces the dove way back in the Old Testament in the story of Noah, when the dove's eventual failure to return to the ark is taken as proof that the floods were subsided sufficiently for everything to disembark. And the white dove with its olive branch in its beak is a sign that God was at last at peace with the world, and it's now universally recognised as a symbol of peace. Doves featured fairly often in Hebrew poetry, and several references to them can be found in the Book of Psalms and in the love poetry of the Song of Songs. But in the New Testament, only in the story of Jesus' baptism is there reference to a dove, and nowhere is its colour specified as white. And this is the only occasion on which it is identified as God's Spirit. Yet when you think of a symbol of the Holy Spirit, what do you envisage? Perhaps fire, perhaps wind, or perhaps a white dove. Interestingly, all four Gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, report the presence of a dove at Jesus' baptism. So it seems likely that a dove actually was there, but perhaps it was identified as a sign, as a symbol of God's Spirit, only in retrospect. This afternoon at one, if we were not in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, I would have been baptising three babies, Parker, Adonis and Anaya. Their arms and legs would have wriggled as I poured warm water over their heads, and their tiny foreheads would have shone from the oily cross that my thumb would have made, symbolising that they were now part of God's team. A candle would have been lit, and possibly they would have been wearing a white gown or some white clothing. Their families and friends would have gathered to celebrate that their lives would be forever marked by the promises that were made on their behalf. And no doubt there would have been a family get-together, a party to celebrate this very special occasion. But all of this has been put on hold. And although I will be lighting a candle at home for each of these children and praying for each of them by name, and Can I take this opportunity to ask you all to pray for these children as well, and their families whose baby's baptism has been delayed, or those couples whose wedding ceremony has been postponed? So our reading of Jesus' baptism today has made me ask, what does it mean to us in the light of this coronavirus? Jesus' baptism was the beginning of his ministry, followed by a time of contemplation and meditation as he spent 40 days of solitude. Our own baptism is no small thing. It's no light decision. It is an initiation into the life of Christ, which means a life spent in service and love for all, especially the poorest amongst us. It is an outpouring of the Spirit, which means a call to give back to the world the gifts we have been given for the glory of God. These are indeed dark times for the people around the world as this coronavirus continues to spread. Cities and even countries are shutting down and many people are being forced into isolation. So what signs of God's Spirit alive in the world have we today during these unprecedented times to give us hope? Well, here's just a few. As countries go into lockdown over the virus, there's been a significant drop in pollution levels. Researchers in New York have shown that carbon dioxide, mainly from cars, has been reduced by nearly 50% compared with last year. On a similar note, the residents of Venice have noticed a vast improvement in the water quality of the famous canals running through the city. Now, we've had plenty of stories of panic buying and fights over toilet rolls and tins of tomatoes, but the virus has also spurred acts of kindness around the world. The number of people who have volunteered to keep the NHS in its fight against coronavirus has passed 500,000, double the government's recruitment target. Facebook says that the hundreds and thousands of people in the UK have joined local support groups to help fight the virus and help others. Supermarkets are among those to create a special elderly hour so older shoppers and those with disabilities have a chance to shop in peace and safety. People have also donated money, shared exercise ideas, sent uplifting messages to self-isolating elderly people, and transformed businesses into food distribution centres. We've become a united front. Between a hectic work and home life, it's often easy to feel disconnected from those around us. And as the virus affects us all, it's brought many communities around the world together. In Italy, people have joined together on their balconies for moral-boosting songs. A fitness instructor in southern Spain led an exercise class from a low roof in the middle of an apartment complex, which the residents in isolation joined in from their balconies. My own local neighbours here in Old Town have set up a WhatsApp group and shared jigsaws and books and offered to shop for each other. And one person has even offered to do any emergency plumbing or heating repairs, labour-free. Many people have used the opportunity to reconnect with friends and loved ones over phone calls and video calls. While groups of friends, my own daughter and her husband included, have organised virtual pub quizzes using their mobile phones. The virus has also highlighted the importance of health workers and other people working in key services. We, with thousands of Europeans, have taken to our balconies and windows to applaud the doctors and nurses fighting the virus, whilst medical students in London have volunteered to help healthcare professionals with childcare and household chores. There's been a creativity boom. Millions of people, now stuck in isolation, are using this opportunity to become creative. Social media users have shared details of their hobbies, whether they're baking, they're knitting, they're painting. And while many public spaces have been shut, art fans have been making the most of virtual tours offered by the world's biggest galleries, observing the famous paintings of the Louvre in Paris and the classic sculptures of the Vatican Museum from their living rooms. And even pop stars like Chris Martin, Coldplay's frontman, and country singer Keith Urban have also been live streaming gigs to combat the boredom of self-isolation. And I've been joining in with Gareth Malone, who now has thousands of people joining him at 5:30 every day for a choir practice. So my prayer for us all is this: do not take your baptism for granted, and do not be a casual Christian. Spend a good chunk of your time and your life trying to figure out who God is and who you are and why it all matters. We too can, like Jesus, hear God say, "You are my beloved child. This day I have begotten you." And when that occurs, watch out for the symbol which will inevitably mark it. For you too may see your own white dove, or a white dove equivalent.
In response to God's living word given to us through Daphne's sermon, let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing. Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray for the world, for our country, for the church, and for all those who live in our old town parish. Gracious God, thank you for all those who joined the applause National Health Service on Thursday night across this country. We pray for those working on our behalf at the Great Western Hospital, for each patient and staff member, those serving across our community, residential homes, and countless acts of kindness and love. We pray for all we can do to share kindness and love, for our encouragement, our prayers, our phone calls, our texts, and our practical actions. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the Church of England at this challenging time, all that's been done remotely from Lambeth, Archbishop Justin, for our own Bristol Diocese. We pray for Bishop Viv, Bishop Lee, Archdeacon Christopher, and especially for our new area dean, Raymond Adams. God bless each of them and our Ecumenical Partnership and Swindon Deanery in all their service. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the young people and children of Swindon, those being educated now at home, all that's being done to encourage them remotely. We pray for their safety and their well-being. And we pray too for mind and all that's been done to encourage people with mental well-being. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our community, we thank you for Greg Kendall's safe return from South Sudan. We pray for Greg and Lizzie, Olivia and Sophia. God bless them today. We pray too for David Howell and Brenda as they're married remotely this afternoon. God bless their relationship and our engaged couples preparing for their marriages later this year. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And as we pray for God's healing presence, we pray for those asked to pray for them, for Ken Miles. We pray too for the family and friends of Joe Purvis and Kathleen Dowson, Sheila Saxby. Their funeral's taking place over these next few days. And we pray for those affected by coronavirus, those who are lonely, anxious and depressed, for those living with long-term medical conditions or mental health issues. For all carers, they will all receive strength, support and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for those coming to Living Faith. Thank you for our confirmation group beginning tonight remotely. We pray for Alex and for James and for Helen. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Moment of quiet for our own prayers. Loving God, show myself on earth as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Give us grace to walk the earth gently and journey on together in peace and together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. We are the body of Christ, in one spirit baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes the peace and builds up our common life. Friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you. God bless you wherever you are and for all those whom you pray and share peace. Pour upon the poverty of our love and the weakness of our praise, transforming fire of your Holy Spirit's presence, Lord. Amen. Friends, the Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It's indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ your Son. For in these 40 days you lead us into the desert of repentance, that through a pilgrimage of prayer and discipline, we may grow in grace and learn to be your people once again. Through fasting, prayer and acts of service, you bring us back to your generous heart. Through study of your holy word, you open our eyes to your presence in the world and free our hands to welcome others into the radiant splendour of your love. Better celebrate the Easter feast with joyful hearts and minds. We bless you for your mercy and join with saints and angels, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on all your people worldwide, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we in the company of all the saints may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Remembering in the silence how much this meal cost our Lord Jesus Christ, how he longs to pour his encouragement, his Holy Spirit, his healing into our lives, we hold the silence together. Lord, in these challenging days, disciples, we say, Lord, teach me, Lord, teach us to pray. Jesus says, when you pray, you say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I will now receive communion on our behalf. You want to have some bread and wine where you are, as an agape, part of a love feast, then by all means do that. The body of Christ keep you, Simon, and all of us in eternal life. Amen. The blood of Christ keep you, Simon, and all of us in eternal life. Amen. And as you remember Passion Sunday, Jesus' death on the cross, O Lord, help me understand, nothing will come my way which you and me together can't handle. And a thanksgiving for all God's gifts to us, for his renewed hope, his Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, you've taught us what we do for the least of our sisters and brothers, we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servant of others, as you were the servant of all, and gave up your life and died for us, whether alive and reign, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Dear friends, thank you for sharing with us in this act of worship, for your prayers, for your encouragement. do all we can as a staff team others to offer pastoral care and support. We're so moved with all those thousands offering support to the NHS locally here. And also commend to you Swindon Borough and their opportunities to support local with acts of kindness. Please do pass on to myself or to the parish office words have been important for you or prayers. We'll make this available on Facebook. We also want to advance our YouTube. And so please do let us know. We can contact you and how we can support. Be assured of continuing prayers. And in thanksgiving for all that's being done, all that will be done this coming week, the hymn, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Let me be Christ to you. And as we journey through Lent, Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross, and follow the footsteps Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you, upon God's world, our country, our town. All those whom you love, pray for, serve and remember today through Lent to the glory of Easter and always. Amen. Friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen. Remember, when the worship ends, the service begins.